And we're in, or with the Off-Road On Air podcast. Hey guys, have you guys seen it that I've set up the TikTok for our Off-Road On Air podcast yet?
Yes. Yeah,
looks awesome. I have seen.
Well, a lot of our followers are actually on TikTok as well, but I thought I'd may as well get that going.
Sounds good. Yeah, you can never have too much publicity for the old podcast.
That's it. And we're trying on something a little bit different. I'm a little bit ill, so we're all on the old Zooms. Apologies for everyone. The audio is not the greatest, but we'll get through it, and it's going to be a lot better the last time, the way we had to shelve that last one. But we'll keep going. Marley, what are we talking about today?
I think we were talking about best cars to take to particular places in Australia.
So a particular trip.
Yeah, so right, a particular trip with a particular rig.
I'll come up with a scenario and you two tell me what you're taking.
All right.
So we're going wife and two kids. We'll chuck the dog in there as well. Wife, two kids. We're going across the center. So we're doing over the Simpson. And we'll tow a medium sized van. So say a 1500. 1800 yep. under 2 ton. We've got the wife, two kids, and a dog. What are you driving?
Ooh.
Jump in, Marley. You go first.
I'd go something a bit more newer because I know the wife would like to ride in comfort, and you want to make sure the kids have got aircon in the back, or else they'll just be sitting in the back complaining the whole time about how hot it is. So I'd be taking something along the lines of a newer style Ute, like a D-Max, maybe a 2013. Ooh.
Yeah, going the dual cab, yep.
The dual cab, there you go. Yeah, okay.
Dog in the middle, two kids in the back, and the wife next to you. And then you got aircon, you got all the stuff. You still got your four-wheel drive. It should be able to tow a camper trailer of that size, do you reckon?
Yeah, yep. They should do 3 ton easy.
Yep, chuck a couple of water jugs in the back of that camper trailer, and then you're on your way. Water and fuel, that's mainly your big ones in the desert. And yeah.
Tom, what are you taking, mate?
Well, he's on the right path with the Isuzu. I'd be taking the MUX.
Oh, okay, the wagon. Yeah,
full right. Wagon. Have the ability to have everything inside the car that you need, and it just be sealed up. You don't have to worry about as much as about red dust or anything. It just seals up. You don't have to worry. That's the main one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
On the same concept as well. So the wagon just dealing with red dust. I mean, the cabin, the whole thing of a wagon is designed to be sealed shut. Yep. You can't say the same about a lot of canopy trays, even the best of quality of canopy trays as well. So you're still going to have a little bit of rub through on some things. Like you've got a lot of like high top end quality, but you've already got the van that's probably going to be maybe like 30 to 50 grand already. Yeah. And we're thinking
Can I give you a story for this one?
Go on.
It was actually told to me the other day, the most common insurance claim for the, I think it's the Udna data track, is a broken rear window on a wagon from stones coming off the car, hitting the trailer or caravan in tow, coming back at the back window and breaking the back window.
Oh, there you go.
My story for you. Is my first 120 Prado. My father bought it new and I bought it off him for car yard trade-in price. He broke the back window in it and I had the car for about 5 years. Every time you turned the rear air conditioning on, it filled the car with a cloud of red dust. I could never get rid of it.
So good.
It made me start coughing.
That's why you have these big Bush Ranger mud flap things that you see on behind your 200s that are towing the big vans. And so I would lean to Old Faithful. I'd go a cruiser wagon, depending on budget, 80 series, 100 series, 200 if the budget allowed it, because it's bigger. You know, your newer 200, you've probably got rear DVDs for the kids. As Marley mentioned, you got the AC, keep the family happy. The dog, he's riding in the middle with the two kids. Maybe he's in the boot. Drawers, fridges, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I feel the dog box depends on that would probably be a bit too much for old pups, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I'm going to go with the wagon just to keep the family happy, because a dual cab ute, a long distance, I know they're only kids, but a long distance in the back with dual cabs, no fun for anyone.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. Very squishy in the back, one of those.
Right, I want you boys give us something different. What else are we doing?
All right, I'll jump in. And I know Marley's going to be quick on this one. So what are we taking to the glass house?
Are you serious? Big red, well, 86, orange lift.
Yep, with this, with this, you want your lockers, you want your lift, you want a good winch, you'd want panels that you don't mind bumping around a bit.
Modest, so maybe flex,
single cab, GQ, GU.
Yeah,
I was just about to change my mind. I was going to say single cab GU patrol. With a full external roll cage on it, so that if you
could go with an LS swapped or a turbo 48 or some big boost, because we're not worried about fuel consumption.
No boost, no party.
That's it.
I love how quick you're on that, Marley. You love Ruby, don't you?
she does it all, mate. She's only small now, but she still keeps up with all the big rigs. But no, if I was going to glass house in a dream rig that I'd want to go in there and conquer everything, probably a 3-inch lift, twin lock, 35s, 37s, patrol, and just it'd crawl up everything, man. If you got winches on front and back, you, there's nothing stopping you.
That's it. The weight down low.
Yep, that's why you go the single cab, to keep all the weight really, really low and
add less panels to bend.
Exactly. All right. My guess, what about, so we've done desert, we've done bush. How about we go to the beach? Most famous island in Australia, quite possibly, Fraser Island. What's your dream rig that you would take to Fraser Island?
Well, you want power to pull through the sand, that's for sure. Because being underpowered and in sand is no good for anybody. And you... Who are we going with? We're rolling solo. We're taking the family. We're towing. Because if I'm going solo and I'm going to Fraser, to tell you the truth, I'd do it on a dirt bike.
Oh, there you go.
I'd do it on an like one of them KTM adventurer things, 1000cc. Your big panniers, roll out swag. I could live a week go to one of them.
Four boys. You're going with four boys.
Four boys. Boys trip.
Massive boys trip. One car. Four boys. You can have a trailer, obviously, as well.
So you're carting some swags, you're going to have a lot of Eskies full of beer. You're probably going to want a ute.
Yeah.
The old wagon gets pretty chockers. The roof rack's normally pretty full on a wagon with four blokes in it.
Yep.
You'd obviously want a little bit of space for those four boys as well, too. You wouldn't be picking an old school Hilux. Nah,
you wouldn't want to be in an Alpine 106. And then that the underpowered thing comes into it for that.
Yeah, cool. Definitely.
Boys, I'm
thinking a 79 because you want the room and you want the power, but I just can't bring myself to agree that I'd pick a 79. So I'm gonna go with a 70 series wagon.
One of the new,
if I didn't have the four blokes, it'd be a troopy. If it was just me and the missus, it'd be a troopy with the bed in the back, towing nothing. That's the go.
Well, even with the troopy as well, too, you could have the bench seats along the side.
Oh, you could have a party with like 13 people, I think they seat when they're decked out, aren't they?
Yes.
Put a bench
in the front
middle
and five down each side. now we're partying. That's a go. All right, one more. I'll go, all right, we're doing 2 weeks around Tassie, just you and the wife.
He's a toughie. I haven't done Tassie.
So I've done that, and that's why I brought it up. And
yeah, that's fair.
The car I took actually. So firstly, I wasn't allowed to take my car because it was renowned for breaking down. So my friend said, if you're going to bring that, you're not allowed to come. So I had to specially buy a new car, and the car that I bought was a GQ short wheelbase TD 42. With a turbo, It was twin locked, came with a high mount winch, and it already had a like cam spec internal roll catch. So this car then became my first race car. But me and my wife packed it to the hill. We had a roof rack on it. I had a 37-inch tire on the roof rack. We had the swag on the roof. We had Esky in the back. We had it chockers, full to the brim. On the boat over to Tassie, I couldn't park with normal cars because I was too high. My roof rack and everything on top, I had to park with the trucks. So we get off the boat. First thing we do is head out. We find a bit of sand. We start driving. We hit some little moguls. I get a little bit of air. The roof rack breaks off, hits the bonnet, and lands on the ground in front of us, and I run over everything. Run over my swag, my spare wheel, a toolbox full of all sorts of shit. We've been in Tassie for 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
That's how we bowled, yeah. So it was a brilliant trip. I love it. I've got plenty more stories about that one. But, yeah, so GQ Shorty was a poor choice for that.
All right. Now, you've explained a little bit what you went. I reckon the 80. This is probably the 80s territory. It's got a combination of touring and quite a fair bit of tough tracks as well too. Like, I reckon an 80 on 35s. Then you're not worrying about fuel as much because Tassie is fairly close as well too. So you're not doing those fast kilometre days where you're just smashing out 100Ks, you know what I mean? I reckon, yeah, the 80 for Tassie.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Something along the lines of a GQ, possibly. Switch it up. Go a GQ, but something with a bit more horsepower. So I might go a, if we could do an engine swap into it, go like either your Barra or your LS, because as you said, I'm not too worried about fuel. With it only being like, you can walk to the other side of the island.
It's close from town to town, but you get yourself into the woods and use all your fuel spinning in the mud and then got to get back out and get more. That's another thing with the high country. Like, you can get from one side of the high country to the other very quickly, but you can also get stuck hours away from nowhere out of fuel.
Yeah, guilty for that.
Oh, you've had that one?
Guilty for that, yeah. Well, obviously running petrol on every one of my cars. Every time, I'm always nervous. And one time I lost a petrol jerry can. It just fell off, gone, because it didn't say those magic words, "That's not going anywhere."
You just grab and say, "That's not going anywhere."
Yeah, and that was it. And I had to, the points where it was going up the hill, they towed me up, and then I rolled down the rest of the bits. And that was on the other side of, where was I? Yeah, Howard Country, like right to the top.
Yep, right up the top.
Bit awkward. No. What are we taking to Tassie, Marley?
Yeah, GQ Patrol. Plenty of horsepower in it. As you said, a couple of jerry cans. make sure, probably no roof rack after hearing that story. Try and fit as much as I can into the car.
And it's then, coming back. No, the no roof rack is coming back. It's coming back.
I'm up and down if I want to keep mine or not. I saw some photos of it when I first got it with nothing on there. I'm like, oh, that looks really nice.
Do it.
Yeah, I'm big on the no roof rack. I don't like stacking hundreds of kilos up on the roof, mostly because I always find myself in a real shit situation where you're like, if one wheel drops in a hole, you're going to tip over. So
yeah,
I like to keep, like you said earlier, the weight down as low as possible.
Yeah. I only use the roof rack mostly for just my swag in the gazebo if I'm taking one.
That's it. When you need it, they're handy to have.
Yeah. Exactly.
You only really use a roof rack to attach an awning in 90% of today's four-wheel driving. A lot of people have empty roof racks and all they've got is the awning on the side.
Yeah, a set of Max tracks, a shovel and a high lift jack.
Yep, yeah, but then right there, that high lift jack weighs how much, and then that shovel and then the awning on the other side.
Yep.
The weight goes up.
Yeah, definitely. And the weight of the rack, like, it wouldn't surprise me if that was 100 kilos in itself. So the weight of the rack, the awning, the shovel and your high lift, That's probably 100 kilos.
Yeah, easy.
Or maybe more. Like, I recall lifting roof racks on and off, you know, two blokes grab an end each, and it's still a fair chunk of steel to lift.
Yeah.
You gotta have some big ironbark arms to lift those bloody things.
That's it.
What's another one? Going to Cape York, just you and the boys, but everyone's got their own rig, so it's basically just you and your own.
Again, dirt bike. Every bloke on a dirt bike by himself. that's you've sort of more, it's more easy kind of driving, isn't it? You don't need a great big lift. You don't need big tires. You want the fuel range for that, don't you?
Yeah.
Something economical. We're probably going to take you back to a dual cab ute, because you got to think any 80-100 GQGU, it's using 20 litres per 100, if not more.
Yeah.
You go something with a bit of power, you could be using, especially off-road, 30-35. My mate that's got supercharged GU, I think he uses, like, it's not uncommon for it to use 50 litres per 100.
Wow.
10 miles to the gallon, literally.
Yeah, yeah. And it's we just say it's mile per mile. Like, you're not – it's all about the fun you're having. It's not about how far you go.
Yeah, if you can't laugh, then you cry.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, especially the way things are going at the moment. Can they make their mind up? Are they up and down? Molly, what's the fuel up there?
Fuel up here has gone down, luckily. Unfortunately, I'm not able to drive, so I can't really take advantage of it. But petrol's gone down on 95, I think it is, to $1.65, and then diesel is down to around the $2.09.
Yeah, it's the same, Danny, I reckon.
Yep, yep.
I think the cheapest diesel I saw was down the Gold Coast for $1.92, which was bloody cheap, but I'm not driving an hour down to the Gold Coast just to fill up.
Yeah, that's, and being back below $2 is good. It's good to see petrol's back down to like $1.50.
Yeah.
So that's I've got two diesels, but I don't use them as dailies. I prefer to drive the petrol as a daily, just because it's, you get in, hit the key and drive it and then turn it off.
Bang, bang, keep going.
Yeah, that's it. Whereas the diesel, I prefer to use them on a long run. And I drive 4.5 kilometres to work every day.
So good.
You could ride your pushy that far, mate.
I have joked about it a couple of times. I probably wouldn't mind riding it there in the morning. It'd be the trip home, you know, that it's knockoff time, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And jumping on the treadly, and it's all downhill to work. It's all uphill on the way home. So,
oh no.
Yeah. But it is good, because then if I have a couple of frothies after work, I get someone else to drop me off at home. Yep. And then I just ride the treadly in and chuck it in the boot and bring it home the next day.
There you go.
I've never done that, though.
I made a joke too about riding my deadly treadly all the way to work, and I live about 32 k's away from work. I'm like, that's a fair ride, especially at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, maybe not.
At least up there, you'd probably still be in shorts at 4 o'clock in the morning, though, wouldn't you?
No, when I get into work, it's about 7 to 8 degrees in the morning now. It's getting a bit warmer.
I don't know if you know this, my hat, but it's luxury. Cold. It's cold.
It's cold.
It's cold. I got the window opening, a north breeze coming through.
No good. I'm in the shed. I had to shut the door because the breeze was coming in.
Bit cold.
Yep. No, all good, all good. All right, what else? What's been happening? What else we got to talk about, boys?
Nothing for me. I've had both vehicles off the road for goddamn long. It's so depressing.
That's going to make a brilliant podcast, having nothing to talk about.
It's made it great for repairs. It's made it great to list them off.
I'm the same. I haven't even looked at my race car, since the race I did in Bendigo, which was in March. So what are we getting at now? This is like 3 months, 4 months, maybe more. 5 months.
Wow. What do you think is broken on it?
Well, it's been sitting in the naughty corner. I got sick of having to pump the tires up, so I changed the wheels. that's as far as I got. I've washed it 3 times and it's still filthy. it's got a broken CV, I know. It just needs a general go over. All the bushes need to be looked at, check the brakes, grease everything, make sure everything's still attached. And it's not long. It just needs a day spent on it to just give it the once over. It shouldn't be bad.
You'd fingers crossed.
Yeah. But I put a 2-inch lift in my Prado the other day.
There we go.
I had a couple of hours up my sleeve at work, so I just banged it on the hoist. So I had already had the lift kit out of a wreck, and had been sitting in the shed for ages and just hadn't got round to the time to do it. Had no need to do it. But so it was there, and I had some time up my sleeve, so I thought, why not? We'll bang it in. And I like it. It rides good. It sits at a good height.
A little bit better than it was.
No, well, the front was really low. Just standard 120 Prado stuff. It's an airbag rear, so the airbag's adjustable on the rear.
Are they airbag those things?
Yeah, the Grand A's are. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do have rear coils. I'm just waiting on, it's a little conversion thing to take the airbags out and put coils in.
Are they torsion bars on the front?
No, strut coilover.
Hey.
Yeah. So she's good. And I think I've gone an Ironman foam cell pro that you can adjust the height on the strut. But I've put it in as much as I can to the point where the upper control arm is just missing the spring. So if I get aftermarket upper control arms, we'll be able to crank it up just a smidge more.
Okay. Well, one day we'll have to get out and actually go four-wheel driving.
don't even get me started. One of my mates mentioned the other day, we used to do, we sort of put it down as research. We'd watch all the old racing DVDs. The Outbacks and the Ateco Challenge and stuff like that. And we just called it Winch Truck Night. And he said to me, he's like, oh, we need to do another Winch Truck Night. And I said to him, oh, yeah, I haven't been driving in ages. And he just looked at me and went, driving? He goes, I was talking about watching videos. I'm happy to just do that. He's like, let alone go driving. Ain't nobody been driving for a long time.
Research. Love it. Constantly. I'm constantly researching. I got to put it in practice.
Always, mate. If you're not trying to get better, you'll get worse.
Constantly, I've got to put it in practice. That's it. Yeah. Well, I got to fix what's wrong with the Hilux. I'm completely redoing the rear end or the tray on the Hilux as well, too. At the same time, canopy is going goodbye bye. Going tray back, putting the fridge on that. I've got a few under tray toolboxes as well. I've got another toolbox. I've got 3 toolboxes altogether. Putting the fridge on, making it really nice and light. Shorten the tray. I dropped 300 mil off the rear end of the tray. So I went from 1750 to like 1350 or something like that. So really nice short tray.
And the back of the tray is like right at the leaf hangers now?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yep. Right on the base end as well too. It's going to make like little short end term because I've got a few little 6x4 trailers. It's going to make towing them a lot easier. And then when I'm out there, the tray, especially when I'm reversing and doing 3-point turns on tracks and getting hung up on the tray itself, it's not going to be a problem. So
that's it. Well, that brings me to a question for you, Marley, because Tom's just answered his now. Do you prefer a tub or a tray?
I'd go tub all day. Tubs just looks the I'm practicality just, of a tray, I understand, same. But just a tub, you just can't beat them.
Yep. Oh, just the look. It looks finished. A lot of trays. I admit there's some dudes doing some great work building trays out there.
Yeah.
But a lot of them just look like they're not finished or look like they're not supposed to be there. Even when you cut a wagon into a ute, I'm a style side man. I hate just lopping the back off, slapping a flat sheet up there, put a windscreen in it and call it a ute.
just doesn't float my boat. So I'm a style side man, and I'm a tub all day, every day. If you've got a tray, it has to be a tipper. Then I'll let it slide.
I am completely the opposite, and I'll make so many enemies saying so as well too. Like, the tub looks good, I'll give it that. But if we're doing it, scoring it out of 10, that's only going to get 1 point for looks, and it's going to lose in every other point.
Yep. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And being a tradie and working out of utes, a tub is really impractical. You can't get to the shit that's at the back of it, and you lean up against it wearing your tool belt, you scratch it all up and stuff. Yeah. And some of the canopies are the same, the way the windows work on the canopies. You're just like, you can't get in there. That's when the tray comes into its own, but then everyone gets a tray and puts a big box on it, and you go back to secluding certain areas that you can't then reach to.
Yeah.
Carton dirt bikes and stuff like that around a canopy has never been any good to me.
No. I just want to go away, and whenever I'm away by myself or with my mates, I just want to be able to put wood in a tray. It's just so simple of a request and a requirement, because every time I go away, I'm chief. Chief want big fire.
Yep.
and you can't do that unless you need a cart wood.
That's why your tray needs to be a tipper.
Yeah, tipper tray.
Yep.
Yeah, fair, you fair.
Fill that bad boy with wood, roll up to the fire and just tip it on.
next mod, tipper and a hydraulic core.
I was going to mention before, when we were giving the roof racks a flick, that I often used to use my roof rack on my shorty to cart firewood, just because the rest of the car was choppers, you couldn't put it anywhere.
Yeah.
So if you're out solo, as you were winding down, working your way into camp, pick up a couple of good logs up on the roof, they go, take them into camp, burn them for the night.
Temporary use of wood.
I think I'm a bit naughty. I always get my wood from the servo before I leave, like from the local servo of the area.
Picking
up all mine.
You could just take a stack of $5 notes and burn them.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would burn through that amount of wood, Marley, in about 15 minutes.
Well, that's...
I always say that I'm supporting local business.
I've taken bags of wood from the servo just to get the fire started. So that then when you chop up the rest of it, you've got something to burn it with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nah. I haven't done too much with my four-wheel drives or anything, so this week's been pretty... Well, last few weeks has been pretty chill.
Oh, Andy, well, I've got you as well too. This weekend, are you going to the Aussie 4x4 show?
No, I nearly had to go for work, and I got out of it. I was going to go away camping for the weekend. I thought that would be lovely, but one of my daughters has ballet, so that's been cancelled.
Saturday's the day I'm going to the 4x4 show.
Yeah, Saturday's the day we've got ballet.
Oh, next time.
Well, hopefully I can stay home with the other kids and do some work in the race car.
Make a few TikToks.
Yes, I've made a TikTok for a long time. I've been flat out doing absolutely nothing. the days just seem so short. You get up, go to work, come home, and the day's done. You just don't have time to scratch yourself.
Yeah, it's a bit rough. Like the sun is just slowly getting more and more.
I put it down to being cold and being dark, because it's not off. I mean, it's not uncommon for me to be out in the shed till 10 o'clock at night.
Jesus, what are you doing out in the shed at that late?
Just work on cars, man.
Living the dream.
You'd hate to be my neighbour. I'd be cutting, grinding, welding, all sorts of things. I remember when I was younger doing this is before I got into four-wheel drives, I was lowering a HQ that I had, and it would have been 11 o'clock, you know, maybe midnight. I'm out there with a grinder banging and crashing, and the neighbour come out and told me to pack it up. And I very politely said to him, I said, look, mate, we've got two options. I either do it now and I go to bed, I drive to work in the morning, or I go to bed now and I get up extra early and I do it in the morning before I go to work. And he goes, hurry up and finish. And went inside.
Told him. That's brilliant.
Well, that was the options, because it had to go back together for me to go to work. So
that's brilliant. Well, we've got about just over about 7 minutes. Before we go, Marley, did you want to tag or flag anything that's you've got going at the moment?
Actually, I haven't posted a video about it on TikTok yet, but I'm going to be doing it soon. This September, I'm doing mullets for men's mental health. So if you guys ever want to donate or be added into that sort of stuff, just hit me up. It's in my bio on my TikTok and on my Instagram. Yeah, just go into that. It's all, nothing's going towards me. All the money and proceeds are going straight towards Men's Mental Health, Black Dog Institute. It's just a big cause that me and all you guys like to enjoy supporting. So I thought I might put my own head on the line and go for the mullet.
Nice.
That is awesome. I would love to be an honorary member with what I've got going on here. Good, I don't think I'll ever be able to ever have a mullet. I might be able to do like the predator like sides and a little bit at the back, because I can't grow anything on the top.
Well, that is a perfect mullet. It's all, yeah. Business at the top and party in the back.
Yeah, mate.
There's not that much business going on in the front.
No, I mean, I'm
not gonna lie.
I'm in the same boat, mate.
Yeah.
Oh. I think we're all in the same boat.
It must have something to do with the stress of owning a four-wheel drive.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Andy? Have you got any tags? What are you going to do lately, or anything else you want to shout out?
What do we got? Well, I'll actually a good shout out. So this will be one for anyone that watches this far into the podcast or listens. Ultimate 4x4 Challenge. It's a race I got coming up. He's been throwing some good TikTok stuff out there. A lot of videos of old racing. A few trick questions and stuff. So this is a 7-day fully self-sufficient GPS race across the outback in Broken Hill, Silverton. So when is it? Is in September, late September.
Hey, it's happening.
So I think we start the 22nd or the 23rd of September. But so that's ultimate 4x4 challenge, I believe. Maybe ultimate off-road challenge. I think it's ultimate 4x4 challenge.
Send me the link.
We'll do. So anyone that wants to see some bits and pieces, get onto that, have a look-see. And then the usual 4x4 OIC. They helped me keep my race car on the road and really support the team that I navvy for. Without them, we wouldn't do any of it. You boys, obviously, all access off-road for keeping all my cars on the road. And, that's it. You boys for doing this.
That's it.
From me? Well, what have I got? I've got just the standard all four. So Thomas John Freeman on YouTube and Instagram. We've now obviously got the TikToks going crazy with the Off-Road On Air podcast as well too. I'm going to try and see if I can step up doing more videos. I want to try and see if I can get one TikTok going a day. That would be awesome to do that for everyone that follows along as well too. Plus I've got my own stuff, Food Wheel Driving on Facebook and Instagram. I've now finally got most of my merch as well too. And I've even started doing a few giveaways, stickers. I've even got these like little custom little mugs that people have been jumping on as well too. Yeah, there's been a lot of chatter, especially across the The Aussie 4x4. I don't know. That's not going to come up. Yeah, it is. Aussie 4x4 Facebook page that's been going crazy as well, too. 160 members. It's growing strong. Happy days.
Yeah. Up there.
Yeah, well, that's the main place I've been posting the this podcast on Facebook. So I've been posting it to that group as well too. So, and it's been showing, people have been loving it too. Yeah.
Sweet as. What group's that? I have to look it up.
I'll send you the link. Aussie 4x4 or Oz 4x4.
Happy days. Sweet as, man.
I'll flick you the link. Hopefully,
we get some stuff done. I've done a rebuild in the race car, so I might try and make some videos and some bits and pieces. We can make a few TikToks on that one.
And we also need to plan a trip together one day, Andy.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm pretty keen for that. Any Sunday, we can do a day trip.
Yep.
Even if
you just jump in the 80 and we just go take it up the hill for a little bit. And
whatever.
We try and break something.
We can make some videos, man.
Yep.
We'll have to organise a big one and get Marley to come on down and we'll show him what the high country is all about.
Yeah, Marley, how's the plan to come down here?
Yeah, fingers crossed, hopefully sometime next year, boys.
Happy days.
Yeah, got it all going on.
Let's get some merch for sale, and any money made from the merch will go to a ticket to fly Marley down here, and we'll pick him up and take him out for a weekend.
I am that close, Marley, in starting a GoFundMe for you.
That's it. All right, I don't reckon it'd be hard. We could we'd probably raise enough to send him to America to go watch King of the Hammers.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool as well. No,
challenge accepted.
That would be so good. That's it. We've literally got 60 seconds left. So, yeah. All right, boys.
Too easy. That's it. Well done. Good to see you both. Take care until we talk again.
See you guys next time.
See you, mate.